Good evening and welcome to the Park and Rec regular meeting. Every odd month, the third Thursday of every odd month. Got it right this time. And I want to welcome everybody out in the audience. Welcome, glad to see you here. And all you at home on TV land, thank you for tuning in. And we have a quorum, so I officially call this meeting to order at 6 o'clock. I'd like to start it out with a moment of silence, and I'd like to take that in for kind of those that are affected by the recent disasters and for all of our military personnel that we have. Let's take a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And I'd like to bring it up to the commissioners. Do we have any announcements? Oh, I jumped ahead of that. Oh, yeah. We might as well do the pledge first. Okay, since you brought it up, Skip, you want to lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, now we'll go to announcements. Skip, do you have any announcements?
I did attend the National Championships for Pickleball this last week. They had a count of approximately 2,200 players. Larry Ellison from Oracle, he owns the Indian Wells tennis venue, and he converted 44 courts into pickleball courts, and of course he's going to convert them back. He's got the contract for the next following 4 years to hold that. Representation from the Central Coast, we had several players from here, Paso Robles, Los Osos, San Luis Obispo, all this area that brought home medals. So we, for our size of community, we did really well. So I'm glad for all of them. And it was just a great time. So that's the report right now. I could go on a lot longer, but that's plenty.
Thank you. Yeah. Kevin, do you have anything to report? No. Or announcements? Mr. Drew?
No. Just check the website. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Do you have your mic on?
No. I'm good. Thank you.
Mike, do you have anything?
No.
Okay. I'd like to bring up a couple things. We see on our screen up here the Cornucopia Community Fair. Going to be November 17th from 2 to 5 p.m. It's a Saturday. No, that's not it. Yeah, November 17th, Saturday. And it's on Morro Bay Boulevard. And there's going to be abundant local food. There's going to be a cooking demo, acoustics entertainment, face painting and crafts, gratitude meditation, and thankful tree and more, it says. So come on out this Saturday. Have fun. Get into the community and see what we're all about. And then I want to bring up that from November 28th till December 18th, once again, we're having the tall ships come in, the Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain. They're both going to be in at the same time. And I believe the Maritime Museum is going to have a special event at the same time, some kind of event tied together with that. So we got a lot of activities coming out, and it's a good opportunity for the city and the community to come on out and for the kids to have fun. And let's see, what else we have here? Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that, you can on the Chieftain and on the tall ship, Lady Washington, you can go out, have tours, go out, do the battles, mock battles out there. It's always an exciting thing to do. Or go down and just tour through the boats. Pretty cool. And then I believe that's it for now. I think we're going to have, Karen, Miss Karen, do her announcements. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Chair Swain. So we have a few announcements from the Recreation Services. On November 16th, which is tomorrow, is the last day to register for youth basketball. So get in. After this weekend, space will be on a, or registration will be available on a space available basis. And we are going to be having our coaches meeting on November 26th. On November 30th, we have our holiday tree lighting at City Park. It will be starting at 3:30 p.m. New this year, we will also have piñatas and some tamales and some Mexican hot chocolate along with our apple cider and our cookies. And, of course, we have some musical performances and a visit from jolly old St. Nick himself. He will be there as well. So that will be on November 30th, starting at 3:30 p.m. at City Park. On December 2nd, we will be having our Season of Hope rec swim at the Morro Bay High School pool. I don't have the flyer out on that. We just got approval to do that today. That will be from 1 to 4 p.m. So bring a non-perishable food item and get a dollar off your swim, or bring a unwrapped toy value of $10 or more and get a free rec swim that day. And it's also rumor has it that Santa Claus will be making a visit down to the pool. He will be in pool attire, so please come down to see him as well. So that's on December 2nd from 1 to 4. And then also on December 2nd from 4:30 to 6 p.m., we have the L.A. Clippers coming to do a youth basketball clinic for all the children registered in our league. So that is a free event from them. They bring their youth development team down and usually a couple of retired players to come as well. Last year it was Olden Polonese, who is a older player, but he still has skills, and the kids loved having him out there and meeting him. So that is on December 2nd. And then our new event this year will be Breakfast with Santa, and that will be on December 15th from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That's at the community center. If you can pre-register starting tomorrow, we'll have it open online and get a little bit of a discount, or you can come pay at the door. Our costs are $15 per child at the door, two and under are free, and $7 for an adult. We have a family pack for $35, which is two adults and two children. There will be pancakes, pancake breakfast. I believe the plan is pancakes and sausage, orange juice, coffee, and fruit. And then we also will have some crafts. Santa Claus will be there as well, so it will be a fun day. And registration, pre-registration is a little bit cheaper, and you can do that online starting tomorrow at our website. And I think that's all I have. And Kirk?
Thank you, Karen. I just have a couple as well. Starting with the Community Foundation of Estero Bay, their first quarter fiscal year 18-19 donations amounted to $6,792. And for that period of July, August, September, they helped to fund kids who could not afford our programs with the soccer kids club and swim lessons. So that's the first quarter of fiscal 18-19. Also, if we haven't heard yet, Morro Bay will be a host city for the Amgen tour. That's expected to come through the town again May of 2019. So look for details as they are let out. I think at this time they've held off on a formal announcement to the general public due to the fires throughout the state, so they're holding off until sometime in December to make that formal announcement. Just a quick update on a couple of the projects that we're working on. Short of putting a staff report together for your review, I just felt the limited action that we've had just warrants a verbal report. So for Bocce, we are moving forward with survey and grading plans. At this time, I'm working with the city engineer on the design, and that's where it sits right now, but I believe we've gone out for a company to do the grading. So as that information keeps coming in to me, I'll pass it on to our commission and to the public as well. So the other project is the Harbor Walk Jekyll Lane project that we've been looking at, and I went down to take a look at the site again to determine the best locations for the various workout sites. I would like to meet with Chairman Swain to go to review those. We take a walk and take a look at those, and then we can meet up with Mrs. Reisner to have the conversation before we bring Mrs. LaLanne back in. But then also there needs to be a meeting with a playground company to take a look at these structures that we could put in place and what they recommend. So I'm looking at setting an appointment with those folks once we take a review and take a walk and see what they come up with for us. So that's what I have as far as announcements. And I'll turn it back to you, Chairman Swain.
Okay, thank you. I have two I forgot to announce. The Lighted Boat Parade, December 1st. That's always a fun event. And then I'm not sure the dates, but we have Trolley with Santa in it going around the city again this year. The Singing Cops. So come on out and enjoy that for everybody. And with that, we'll go on to the consent calendar.
Excuse me?
Oh, wait, we have one more. Yes, we have the turkey time.
Public comment.
Public comment,
Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. My name is Nancy Castle, and I'm very grateful to be a part of the team putting together this year's Morro Bay Community Thanksgiving Dinner. It is on Thanksgiving. We serve from 1 to 3. It is free. Everybody is welcome, and we hope you come down. There are also meals to be delivered by the Morro Bay Police Department and the Police Volunteers Association. And if you'd like a meal to go to be delivered to you in Morro Bay, please call the Senior Center at 805-772-4421. It's a great event, and it's going to be super fun this year. The display that's up at the corner, at the roundabout that the Bloomies put in, is going to migrate over to the community center and be more fun going on. We'll have music again with John and Mary Ellen Knoll. And I just want to give a shout-out. Many people and many organizations are donating time and energy, and we'll thank them all after the event and during the event. But today we got a call from the Morro Bay Cruisin' Morro Bay Car Show, and they gave a substantial donation to the concern. So I'm incredibly grateful. I love this time of year when I just get to be grateful, grateful, grateful. So thanks, y'all. And the rec department rocks helping us to put this thing on. So it's a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other public comment, I think I'll close public comment. But he reminded me that the roundabout is a beautiful, the Morro Bay and Bloom did a great job of that. It looks fantastic. So I want to shout out to them and thank them very much for that. All right. Now I think we can move on to the agenda.
I do have a question.
Oh, one more question.
It's to Kurt. You talked about bocce ball. And a while back, several months ago, the seniors, had a meeting, which I attended. And that's back when the Thomas Robert was the treasurer. And I know the MBAA said that they would pay a certain amount for the bocce ball courts. Have you gotten any financial aspects towards that, and is it going to go over what the amount was, and who's going to subsidize if it goes over that amount? Is it going to come from the city or not? It's something for you to look into.
Well, I can answer that question. So Morro Bay Seniors Center Incorporated, or Senior Citizens Incorporated, had pledged $6,000 to cover the cost of a portion of the cost of the courts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and since we had our initial conversations about this project, back then we thought it would be simple as, you know, just level out that lot and we'll put a couple railroad ties down, a little decomposed granite, call it a day. It's morphed into something much bigger than that. We've got to recognize the ADA requirements and things of that nature. So that's the project then, as I explained before, has moved into our capital improvement program. where there is funding coming from the city to pick up the remaining the cost of this project.
Oh, okay, great. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll go to consent. Consent. Does anybody have any items they want to pull off the consent calendar? No, commissioners? No. I see none. I think we'll have a staff recommendation to receive and file the consent calendar as presented to us. All those in favor?
Well, I make a motion to accept it.
Okay.
I'll second.
I don't know if we need motions, but yeah. Okay, sounds good. Okay, motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 5-0 carries. Thank you. All right, now we can move ahead to, I see there is no public hearing, so we can move on to business items. Mr. Carmichael, you want to take over on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In front of you, you have a staff report presented by, or provided by Brady Locke, our seniors program coordinator. And this was our Morro Bay Active Adult 55 Plus Open House. Basically, it was an event put on to showcase what our senior center is all about. It was a late afternoon on a Saturday. We had a band. We had pizza. We had beer and wine. We had wonderful attendance, over 200 attendees. And I think the feel of it all, the excitement level, everything that was going on there at that event, it was very positive, much appreciated. I think what it did was open the eyes to many folks who didn't really know, you know, everything that goes on within the city, within the community center, senior center, or outside of that with all the other various activities that we have. So Brady Locke did a fantastic job in coordinating the event. I know Sherry and myself, we were out there helping to bartend or set up or clean up or whatever they needed. And I think from our perspective, it was quite the event. It was a lot of fun. Funny, the one of the recommendations I believe that Brady had put down here was try to get the band to play without breaks. So we started at... I think we started at 5, and then they took a break at 6, and then right after that break, about 75% of the folks went home. So, you know, they got their food, they got their wine, they listened to a bit of music, they danced, and then they left, which was still fun because there was a smaller group for the second half of the event. Anyway, I think I'm rambling, but more so it was a good time, and we're going to do it again. But before we do that, we're going to do our health fair in January. So look for that. Look for information on the upcoming health fair in January before we do this event again. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have regarding the open house.
No, I'm kind of glad to see that everybody was having fun and it went over as a success. Mm-hmm. And I think each year it just will keep morphing and growing bigger mm-hmm. as the word gets out that this is here.
Yes.
We can do it. So, great.
I do have one suggestion. It's hard for bands to play long periods without a break, so maybe if you got a DJ in between,
ooh,
just to keep the action going.
Good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. That's it for item C1.
And item C2 is over to me, and it's on our 2018 Summer Aquatics Program. It was our first soiree into a summer pool program in about 20 plus years, and so we don't have the numbers to match what we've done in the past, but we did offer American Red Cross lifeguarding class. We did 4 2-week sessions of swim lessons. We met on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They were 30 minutes in length. We offered private and semi-private swim lessons on the Saturdays that we had available to us. We had aqua zumba, aqua aerobics, master's swimming, lap swim, and a few recreational swims with our time that we had allotted to us. We did meet our cost recovery of in the range of 70 to 79% at 88%. We did most of our revenue came in from our group swim lessons. That was well received by our community, and our drop-in pass swimming and passes. So we did see a lot of folks during the summer, and it was a lot of fun. We are going to look at purchasing some more underwater mirrors and these floating islands. They're like cheese boards that we have the kids who are a little bit afraid to venture out on their own. And it's got holes in it, so you can kind of slowly wean them off of the flotation device. And the underwater mirrors are great because they can get them to look down at the bottom of the pool and see what they're doing. So make sure that they're opening their eyes, and all the kids loved that as well. We had life jackets that we purchased, and we will be applying for a life jacket grant through the Aquatic Association this January is the next grant cycle. So we will be so we have additional. We had a few days where we did not have enough life jackets to go around. So those children were paired with was when Kids Club would or Kids Camp would come to the pool, and so those kids were paired with a Kids Camp counselor or CIT, so that they were safe in the water. And then we are going to improve our consistency with our private swim lessons and our tracking system. It's been a little bit of, we got a list and we assign them to our staff, but we're not always getting the follow-up to make sure that the lessons are actually happening. So we're going to improve that system for next year. So any questions on our summer aquatic programs?
No, I just think it's great that you're going to be applying for the life jacket grant from the Association of Aquatic Professionals.
Yes.
Being the former president of that association, I know it's an underutilized grant program that members do not use. So I'm glad we're applying for it. And the grant cycle is quarterly. So.
Right.
If you need any help, let me know.
Okay, great. Thank you. Have any other questions on that?
Seeing none. No.
No? Okay. Our next program evaluation is on our 2018 Summer Adult Softball League. We have three divisions of softball. We had our co-ed and our master's program, which is our over 50 program. They played a shorter season, and so they could have a fall season as well. And our men's league decided that they just wanted to play in the summer, and so they played a few extra games. We had 16 teams playing this year, and games were held on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights. There was a lot of fun. If you like to go out there and catch the games, we'll be heading back out there in the spring because they just finished up this week. We do T-shirts for our awards. So the team that wins the league championships wins everyone on the team wins a T-shirt, and we give out plaques for the team that wins the end-of-season tournament. The top four teams get to participate in that. And again, our goal for next year is to try to make sure that we get all three of the divisions on the same cycle. It just makes it easier to manage for us as well. So we are going to work on doing that. And we did meet our target revenue goal of 80 to 100% at 96%. So that is that program.
Great. Any questions?
Any questions?
Baseball. Seeing none, okay. Go on to C4.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a staff report from our Youth Services Coordinator, Angelica Gallardo, program evaluation for the 2018 Morro Bay Halloween Trick or Treat program. Fantastic event this year. This is an event that is co-hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. We did a head count of approximately 600 children participating. Actually, John from Mike's Barbershop did a candy count, and he counted 592 bags of candy that he handed out. So we estimated 600 kids, approximately 1,000 people total in attendance. The place was hopping, busy all the way from, let's see, west of Main Street up to the up to the police station. Because Morro Bay PD provided, again, a fantastic haunted house. So if you didn't get to see it this year, you got to head out next year. Pretty scary. I'll admit, not this year, but last year I screamed. because they did frighten me. Well, they fired up a chainsaw, you know, without the blade, of course, but anyway, pretty fun. And we did have several booths and others that helped out with this event, and I would like to recognize John from Mike's Barbershop, the Morro Bay Lions Club, North Morro Church, Morro Bay Active Adults, 55+, Shoreline Calvary Chapel, who brought out their bounce house for the kids, and that was quite the hit. We also had the fire department out there with the fire truck on display, as well as the Morro Bay Haunted Trolley. So all these activities kind of kept the kids busy and kept them going, and I bet they slept pretty good that night, unless they ate too much candy. I don't want to forget to mention Morro Bay Whitecaps, who are out there playing some fantastic Halloween music this year, as well as Morro Bay and Bloom, who provided crossing guards for the event. So in looking at it for next year, we are trying to figure out something that's a little safer for the kids, because the number of cars and pedestrians, they just don't mix. There's just too much action, I think. So we'll be meeting with the Morro Bay PD to discuss that, kind of a traffic flow plan. The Morro Bay and Bloom folks were a bit overwhelmed with the number of cars and kids. They plant plants. They don't, you know, direct traffic. And so it's not an easy task, and I understand. So that was one of the recommendations for this year. As well as this year, we were able to keep the cost down to just a little bit over $200. And that's for the supplies. We don't include our staff costs when we're reporting this out to you. But it was a significantly less expense as it had been in the past. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
No, I had several members of the community tell me they had a great time there, and it was well-received and very much appreciated. Thank you.
I just want to say I caught me off guard. I was driving down. I don't know where I had to go, and I go, what's all these kids? Oh, wow. I mean, there was, like you say, the whole Morro Bay Boulevard, it was just lined with kids, and it looked like they're all having a blast, an exciting time. So I think it's an event we need to keep working on, and maybe we could just shut the Morro Bay Boulevard off for a couple hours while the kids are out doing it. Mm-hmm. We do it for car shows and all other events.
Right.
We could do it for that. Yes. So that would be my suggestion, just maybe close off the street for a couple hours.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. C5?
And then our last program evaluation is our 2018 Floating Pumpkin Patch. This was held on October 21st at the Morro Bay Aquatic Center. We had about 126 pumpkins in the pool, which in that big pool did not look like a whole heck of a lot. But we had 109 children participating, plus at least that many parents in the stands on the side as well. We had face painting. We were using colored zinc oxide sunscreen, so that it was safe for the pool and for the kids. We had a little station where the kids could decorate their pumpkins with stickers. Again, anything that's going to be safe in and around the pool, with a couple little games. We had a photo backdrop, but the big hit was the kids getting not only to pick a pumpkin from the pool, but getting to swim with those pumpkins. They had a great time. This was our first year doing this, so we were a little overstaffed, and so we did not meet our budget goal of being 100% cost recovery. We will work on that a little bit more for next year and trying to get our pumpkins donated. It was took us a little bit to find the best cost for pumpkins, and thank you to Trader Joe's for providing us with about 106 of them, and then we had a local family that donated about 20 pumpkins for us. So that was wonderful and a lot of fun. One big area that we need to recheck for is our check-in. When people came in, it was a little bit chaotic, but once the kids were in the pool, everyone was happy. It was a great day. So we look at hopefully doing it again next year, and maybe using either volunteers or non-paid staff or non-paid or non-lifeguard staff to do some of the other ancillary events, just to save a little bit more on money for our program.
That was great.
And we did also let have the middle of the pool still open for our lap swimmers. And so that will come in when we do our fall aquatics program thing. But we wanted to bring out the pumpkin patch because it was new and it was fun and it was a community event. So.
Yeah. Always whenever you have a new event, there's bugs to work out. It sounds like you got a good grip on that. And it's good to see that that many children and that turned out for it. That's a good start. So exciting.
The kids got to keep the pumpkins and carve them, right?
The kids got to keep the pumpkins, cool. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, I wish I would have been in town to see that. That would have been exciting. I know it's a popular event out there. There was a lot of chatter with YMCAs across the country about hosting such an event. And the next chatter is the Swim with Santa.
Correct.
Which is great. And hopefully that will consider maybe an underwater Easter egg hunt.
Maybe. Hopefully.
In my aquatics director's days, that was a very popular event at my facility, and the community and the kids just loved it.
Yes, we will definitely keep that in mind for the future. So yes,
definitely fun events.
Great, that's what we're looking for: is events for the children. Make this a neighborhood community instead of maybe seniors. Bring in a lot of children and have it more. We let everybody know we are a community for kids too. So that's great. I appreciate all that. So thank you. Any other comments on any of the agenda items? All right. Do I have a motion to receive and file the as presented to us?
I'll make that motion to receive and file.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 5-0. Thank you. And any other comments from the staff on anything?
No, not at this time. We'd be happy to entertain future agenda items if you commissioners have something that you'd like to place on that.
Anyone? No, I think that's good. I just want to bring up, the community street thing. Are we making any progress on that? Or
there hasn't been a huge amount of progress on that event at this time.
Okay.
But there are a few discussions about that event taking place behind the scenes right now that I'm not going to speak, that I can't speak to right now.
Okay.
How's that
okay.
sound?
Well, as long as there's still a bug in the ear, that's...
It is that.
That's a step. Okay.
Yes.
Great. My screen just went dead. So I guess without any further comments or quotes, we can adjourn. It's 6:32. Your point... Oh, I thought you had something to say. 6:32, I officially adjourn the meeting. And thank everybody for watching us at home and being here in the audience. Oh, I want everybody to have a great Thanksgiving. And once again, come on out if you're all alone or with kids or something. Come on down to our turkey dinner at the community center. It's a great event. And if you want, you can always come down there and help. They always need volunteers to help, serve, clean up, or whatever. So... it's a great time, and be thankful for everything. Thank you. Anything new and exciting to you? Skip.
Was that you I saw walking? I think it was walking up through the golf course on the street one day. Do you do that?
Oh. Oh, it was you. I was looking at it. Of course, I was going by at 80 miles an hour. I couldn't really tell. Oh, huh. I thought, well, that looks like Skip. But. Oh, okay. This is about a couple weeks ago, I think. Oh, Black Hill? Yeah. Yeah, that's a neat little walk. It'll get you, if you put a good pace to it, it'll get you breathing.
I can't remember, is there?